If you have a Bible, if you would please turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 5. The book of Romans, chapter 5. Begin reading in verse number 6 of Romans chapter 5. And we'll read down to verse number 11. Romans chapter 5, verses 6 to 11. But when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Let's bow for prayer. Once again, Heavenly Father, we bow before you in prayer, asking that you would speak to our hearts through your word. Lord, thank you for speaking to our hearts through our time of singing, special items, and Bible readings. Lord, once again we pray that we might hear from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do ask. Amen. In verse number 8, the Bible teaches us that God proves his love towards us by dying for us. In verse 8, the Bible reads, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the author of this book presents an argumentation leading up to verse number 8, which in essence makes the statement that one possibly would die for a good cause. And there are people that are willing to die for a good cause. For a good man, for a people. Down through history, people have gone to war. And I would say, on the majority, I'd like to think anyway, that most have been prepared to go to war in order to protect those whom they love. So it is possible for a person to die for a good cause. But yet the contrast to that is that Christ died for sinners. Jesus Christ did not die for good people. Christ died for sinners. But God commendeth his love towards us. God proves his love towards us, even though We are yet sinners. We are sinners in the present. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So our Lord did not die for good people. The Lord Jesus died for sinners. And it's by His death that His blood was shed. And we are justified only through the blood of Christ. The word justification here in verse number 9 is a very important word. It means to be declared just as if we had never sinned. So in Jesus Christ we are justified via His death through the shedding of His blood. And in that we are saved, verse 9, from the wrath to come. God in His justice must punish sin. For the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. That is what the Bible teaches. So our deserve is death, separation from God. According to the Holy Bible, we are told that we will die physically, and without Christ, we will die spiritually. In a place called hellfire, which was originally created for the devil and his angels. But God commendeth His love towards us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Our Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. See, in Jesus Christ, we can be reconciled. In verse 10, the Bible goes on to read, when we were enemies, we were reconciled. Reconciliation between God, a holy God, and a sinful man can only take place through the death of Jesus Christ. And that is why this day is a Good Friday. It's good because the payment for sin has been provided once and for all in the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again for our justification. And when a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior by faith, that person is born into the family of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, the Bible reads, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So this salvation that God offers mankind is available to all. And Jesus Christ didn't die for good people. Jesus Christ died for sinners. And the Bible teaches us that we are all sinners in need of redemption. And there are men, women, and children today that are trying to appease the wrath of God and appease their conscience by their own works, their own religious deeds, their own moral living. And the Bible teaches us that man is not justified by works, but only by faith in Jesus Christ. When a person acknowledges they need a Savior, they humbly admit that they are sinful before a holy God, and that they have fallen short of God's standard of perfection. They humbly admit that, and from that basis they look up to the cross. Christ did not die for good people. Christ died for sinners. Christ died for the world. But God commendeth His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ willingly died for our sins. In the book of Isaiah, there was a reference to the fact that our Lord held His tongue. He didn't retaliate. He willingly died for our sins. In the Psalms we read concerning the coming Messiah, the Savior, predicted through the words of King David, and how He suffered for us. The Lord Jesus willingly died for the sins of the world. Our Lord also died with purpose. He died purposely. To what end? That He might redeem men, women, and children from sin. Historically, our Lord Jesus Christ lived upon planet Earth. It's historically proven that He had wonderful teachings. It's historically proven that He healed the lame. He performed the miraculous. He was sympathetic to those in need. But yet, at the end of the day, the Lord Jesus set His face as a flint upon an old rugged cross. See, God the Son had a purpose. The virgin birth of Jesus Christ. He was born in order to die. To die for the sins of humanity. He died with purpose. He died in order to pay for our sins. See, if the Lord Jesus had not died on the cross for our sins, the benefits of His life would only extend to those in the present of that day. And it would just be past history that was of benefit to those that heard His teachings, those that were healed by His hands, those that were cared for physically at His expense. See, without the death of Christ, the benefits of Christ's coming would only relate to those within His present some 2,000 years ago. But because the Lord Jesus understood that this was only a means to an end, and His purpose was to fulfill the will of God the Father and go to an old rugged cross and upon that cross die for, not for good people, but for sinners in need of a Savior. The Lord Jesus died willingly, purposely. The Lord Jesus also died with forgiveness. As He called out from that cross, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The Lord Jesus, as He died for the sins of sinners, He had a forgiving spirit. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And I'm thankful that our Lord died with such an attitude. Because that implies and that teaches more so the fact that forgiveness is available through the death of Christ. Our Lord died willingly. Our Lord died with purpose. Our Lord died with forgiveness on his lips. Our Lord died in agony. In the book of Hebrews, we are taught that he endured the cross. At the end of Isaiah chapter 52 and leading into chapter 53 gives us a detailed account concerning the sufferings of Christ. The Son of God was so brutally beaten and whipped that by the time he was hung upon that cross, people could not even discern that this is a human being. Our Lord was butchered physically for your sins and for my sins. These pictures that have our Lord Jesus glowing on a cross with a little spittle of blood out of his side and coming out of his hands and feet are nothing further from the truth. The truth is the Lord Jesus was butchered physically. The Romans were notorious for cruelty in their punishment of those that were guilty of a crime. Our Lord was charged guilty for sins he did not commit. And he bore the full weight of the Roman hand of beatings and whippings, and therefore the book of Isaiah clearly teaches us that as they looked upon him upon that cross, people couldn't recognize him. Our Christ, the Christ, died in agony. Our Lord was literally butchered for our sins. Did you hear that? For our sins. To what end? That he might provide redemption, salvation for all. And as the Lord Jesus cried out from that cross, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. My friend, God offers you forgiveness. Forgiveness from sin, deliverance from the wrath of God that will lead you to hellfire. My friend, you cannot earn your own way to heaven. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And when a person recognizes their need of a Savior and they believe that simple gospel message that Christ died, was buried, and rose again, and in believing the gospel, that good news, they repent, they choose to turn, repent, and turn to Jesus Christ and by faith receive Him as their own personal Savior, at that point, that person is born into the family of God. At that point, and from then on, you are no longer considered an enemy of God. My friend, if you are without Christ this morning, you are considered God's enemy. Oh, but Pastor, I'm nothing but my friend, as a sinner, you are the enemy of God. But take refuge in the fact that Christ died for your sins. And if you will ask Him to come into your life, if you will invite Him to come into your life as Savior, you can have redemption, you can have this forgiveness, you can be reconciled to your Creator. Have you made that decision? Let me give you some advice this morning. This will be a great day to be reconciled. be reconciled to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Lord Jesus was born. He lived. He helped. He healed. Performed the miraculous. He taught. But ultimately he died. He died for our sins. And I'd like to encourage you, my friend, please, don't leave this building this morning without receiving God's gift of eternal life. Because Christ did not die for good people. He died for sinners. We're all sinners in need of God's salvation. Now, I made that decision at the age of 14. What about you? Have you made that decision? Maybe this is your day of receiving Christ as your personal Savior. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, please.